Okay, so this is a slightly obscure question. However, it's not my opinion that dictates what is or should be high yield for USMLE. What matters is what shows up on the NBME exams. Okay, as obscure as it might seem, if it shows up on the NBME exams, it's important to know. Okay, now this patient has history, a few month history of muscle weakness. And has history of travel to Costa Rica and a palpable adnexal mass, and a biopsy is shown. Okay, now you say no idea what I'm fucking looking at. That's okay. You don't need to know this image. I just pulled this off Google for the sake of it, but it's showing massive muscle necrosis without significant inflammation, which is consistent with paraneoplastic necrotizing myopathy. So when we once again. Sounds obscure. It's on the NBME, so we need to know it. I'll explain it. Chill the fuck out. So when we think of high yield paraneoplastic syndromes for USMLE, on the forefront are e.g. small cell carcinoma of the lung causing SIADH, Cushing's due to ACTH secretion, Lambert-Eaton syndrome, cerebellar dysfunction due to anti-Hu, anti-Yo antibodies. We think of squamous cell carcinoma of the lung producing PTHrP leading to hypercalcemia. We think of renal cell carcinoma producing PTHrP similar to squamous cell, and as well as EPO. So renal cell carcinoma can cause hypercalcemia and polycythemia. These are high yield paraneoplastic syndromes. Okay, so when we get a question like this, where it's oh wow, holy shit, ovarian cancer causing myositis. Okay, seems very weird, very obscure. But once again, not our opinions that matter. It's what shows up on the NBME exam that's actually important. And this shows up, okay? So adding to your repertoire of small cell, squamous cell, renal cell, etc., you can now say, okay, apparently I need to know ovarian cancer can cause myositis, okay? And it's called paraneoplastic necrotizing myopathy. Once again, you don't need to know the image here. I just decided to be an asshole and throw it in there, okay? Looking at the other answer choices, Brody myopathy, that's a clear distractor. I literally had Google just weird myopathies and decided to throw one in there. Why did I do that? Because when students don't know an answer, they tend to choose weird sounding shit. Okay, so don't choose Brody myopathy. Apparently, this is just a very rare type of muscle condition characterized by inability to relax the muscles after exercise, which is interesting because that kind of sounds like myotonic dystrophy, which is another high yield condition. Myotonic dystrophy being you shake someone's hand and can't let go, or you can't let go of the golf club. So inability to relax muscles. So Brody myopathy, inability to relax muscles after exercise, rare disorder. Don't need to know it. Don't choose weird sounding shit. Facioscapulohumeral muscular dystrophy apparently is the third most common muscular dystrophy. Okay, so and as the name implies, it's too many things I'm saying at once. Third most common muscular dystrophy, of course, Duchenne Becker being more common, all right? But as the name implies, it affects the muscles of the face, the scapular region, and the arms. Okay, so facioscapulohumeral muscular dystrophy, not going to show up on the USMLE. Okay, it's usually just a distractor if I've seen it ever. And just not the answer here. So looking at the other answer choices, I'll come back to polymyositis and polymyalgia rheumatica in a second, but just eliminating tropical spastic paraparesis. This is actually a condition that's associated with HTLV 1 and 2, okay, a virus that can cause antibodies against neuronal cells, referred to as tropical spastic paraparesis, okay? So HTLV 1 and 2, a virus that can lead to mycosis fungoides and Sézary or Sézary syndrome, which mycosis fungoides is a cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, and if it extends to the blood as a T-cell leukemia, that's called Sézary or Sézary syndrome, and that actually is a fair game for USMLE. And you need to know the cells, the leukemic cells are cerebriform in shape. Okay, sounds obscure. I've seen it. Don't want to get too off topic, but tropical spastic paraparesis, this is a condition, a molecular mimicry condition due to HTLV 1 and 2. So, in addition to HTLV 1 and 2 causing mycosis fungoides and, Sézary syndrome. It can also cause antibodies against neuronal cells, leading to muscle weakness over many months, okay, over a 6 month period. Now, polymyalgia rheumatica, polymyositis, lots we can talk about, but in terms of differentiating these, polymyositis will have muscle weakness on physical examination. That is really, really important. Patients can say they have muscle weakness in polymyalgia rheumatica, but on physical examination, they're 5 out of 5 strength, okay? So in polymyositis, if it's going to be the answer on the USMLE, they'll tell you one of two things to help you differentiate it from polymyalgia rheumatica. Number one, muscle weakness on physical exam, and number two, elevated creatine kinase. In polymyalgia rheumatica, you will never have it where there's muscle weakness on examination. Okay, patient can say it, but if it's not on examination, doesn't count. Okay, so you're not going to have muscle weakness on examination in polymyalgia rheumatica. You're not going to have elevated creatine kinase. You have to use your fucking head. Okay, so you can have one or the other. Maybe the vignette won't tell you anything about creatine kinase, but they say muscle weakness on physical exams. So you say, okay, well that's polymyositis. And of course, there's other factoidy things that are relevant, such as polymyositis has anti-JO1 or Mi2 antibodies, all right? Also, an increased risk of malignancy in polymyositis, same as dermatomyositis, and polymyalgia rheumatica classically associated with temporal or giant cell arteritis, okay? So, generally over the age of 50. So, going back to this question real quick, you just need to, in summary, be mindful that paraneoplastics, not just small cell, squamous cell of the lung, or renal cell carcinoma, but to your repertoire, you're now going to add ovarian cancer causing paraneoplastic necrotizing myopathy. Okay? Sounds obscure, but this is on the NVMEs for USMLE and in turn something you need to know. All right? That's it.